Just want to remind you that we have an incredible store of voter information on our specially designated website, votergameplan.com. You'll find there the voter cram session that I did with our four expert guests. In less than an hour, all 12 of California's ballot propositions, you hear the pros and cons, plus all the in-depth debates that we did on all 12 of the ballot propositions here on Air Talk. They are archived, available for your listening, so you feel that you can be the best informed when you cast your ballot here in California. It's votergameplan.com. And as part of our continuing coverage of the election, we also have a series of the third-party presidential candidates. We've heard from the Green, from the Peace and Freedom, and today it's the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, Joe Jorgensen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, so glad to be here. Thanks so much.
So last time around, 2016, we saw that the Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, actually got more than 3% of the vote, a historic high for a Libertarian Party candidate. This time around, you don't necessarily have the name recognition or being a former governor. What are you hoping will be the impact of your candidacy?
Well, I hope to at least beat his 2012 numbers, and it would be nice to beat those. But let me point out, part of the name recognition problem isn't the fact that I'm a former governor. In fact, if you ask the average person on the street, do you know who a former governor of Utah was? Or do you know what the former governor of Arizona was? I mean, most people just aren't keeping up with it that closely. The problem was, in order to get into the debates, you need to poll at 15%. And Gary Johnson was included in all the polls, and he got as high as 13.6%. And we think that the powers that be were like, okay, 13.6, that's dangerously close to 15%. So what do they do this year? They don't even include my name in the polls. So if your name is in the polls, then it's reported on TV, newspapers, internet, and people see that there's another person running. Right now, it's hard to get the message out that there's even an alternative to the two people who are running.
Let's talk briefly about your background. You have been a full-time lecturer at Clemson University in South Carolina. What's your field of expertise?
My PhD is in industrial organizational psychology. I also have an MBA. And I teach intro to the large lecture halls at Clemson.
And what led you to become a libertarian? What about its policies appealed to you?
Well, first of all, I was a libertarian and just didn't know it until I heard about the party. I read Animal Farm when I was in grade school, and I realized that, yeah, that's just not fair to have a few elite making rules for everybody else, and that as soon as we elect people into power, then they start getting corrupted too. So I really didn't like the idea of the elite being in power. And as soon when I was finishing up my schooling, my MBA, I heard a libertarian on the radio and I thought, wow, I didn't know anybody else agreed with me. And so I immediately joined the movement.
If you have questions for Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian Party candidate for president, you can post them on the Air Talk page at kpecc.org. You can also call 866-893-5722, and I will pass on select questions to Joe Jorgensen. So let's talk about the party platform. I actually watched on YouTube a little bit of the virtual convention, and it was interesting because a number of people made motions that tax taxation is theft. Explain that view that the party has of taxation.
Well, I was hoping to come on and talk about my platform, which I've not been trying to spread that message because people really haven't been interested in the theoretical or the philosophical. What I've been going around doing is trying to explain that, you know, there's a myth out there that we have a free market system in our healthcare, and that's why our healthcare isn't working. And I'm here to say that we haven't had a free market in healthcare for almost 100 years. That's why our healthcare isn't working. I'm also here to say that I want to bring our troops home and turn America into one giant Switzerland. We absolutely have to protect our shores. However, There's no reason for us to be in 150 different countries around the world. And also, we spend more than the next seven countries combined in military. And there's no need for that, especially if we're protecting our shores. And also, I'm concerned about the environment. And especially since there, some of the other parties are talking about things that would make the environment worse. And speaking of third parties, I was in a third party debate in Chicago in March, and a woman running for the Socialist Party in her closing remarks said, you know, the Department of Defense is the largest polluter on Earth. And then her next sentence was talking about how bad corporations were for the environment. And I just thought to myself, did you hear what you just said? You know, if the department, if the United States Department of Defense is the worst polluter on Earth, then why are you going to the United States government to fix the problem? You usually don't go to the people who are causing the problem to fix it.
We're talking with Jo Jorgensen, Libertarian Party candidate for president. If you have questions for her, you can post them on the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. And by the way, the Socialist Party candidate that was just mentioned was our guest with us yesterday on AirTalk, and you can hear that interview if you missed any of the third-party candidate interviews. That's Gloria LaRiva, who is running in California. It's the Peace and Freedom Party under their banner. We'll continue with Jo Jorgensen. We'll get back to the issue of taxation and what her platform is on that, as well as some of the other issues to raise. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Over the past couple of days on Air Talk, as we've been into our series on third-party candidates on the California ballot, we've heard from Howie Hawkins, the Green Party presidential candidate, Gloria LaRiva, whose Socialist Party is running as Peace and Freedom here in California. And in both cases, their view is that there needs to be a lot more contributed by taxpayers. With us from the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, Jo Jorgensen, senior lecturer at Clemson University in South Carolina. Jo Jorgensen, what is your view of the proper level of taxation? How would you establish the tax system if you were elected president?
Well, my goal is to reduce the income tax to zero, which would give every family about $12,000 extra per year on average, because I've been going around telling voters that you know better how to spend your money than any politician or special interest in Washington. And by the way, I'm sure you can make better decisions for your family because you know what your family needs, not the people in Washington.
What would, without a progressive income tax, what would be the effect on income inequality in America?
Well, I would suggest right now we've got income inequality in part because we have a big government. You know, people point to corporations as having a lot of power. Yeah, why do they have that power? They get it from Congress. They get it from the special interests. What happens is, in order to get elected, you have to cater to the companies. And, you know, in many cases, these corporations are the ones actually writing the bills. And so they write the bills. And many of these bills have been written just for one company. If you look to see what the requirements are for whatever bill, you'll see that there's only one company in the entire country that it would apply to. And that's what I want to get rid of. You and I can better determine which companies are working for us. You and I can better determine which companies we think deserve our business rather than the politicians in Washington getting money and then telling us which companies are worthy. And then you've got something like, you know, we saw with the coronavirus shutdown. Notice people in Congress and people at the state level, at the urging of the national level from the president, notice how big box stores and large chains were able to stay open. And it's the little mom and pop stores who suffered, who were forced to close and not earn any money. So why do we need people telling us that we have to only buy from the big corporations and not the little mom and pop stores?
We're talking with Jo Jorgensen, Libertarian Party candidate for president. You were talking earlier about the current government-backed healthcare program not really being a full free market. So what would you rather see, and what would the implications be on Medicare and Medicaid programs?
Well, it's not even a half of a free market. And if you look towards Singapore, their costs are one-third of ours, and they're closer to a free market. If you look at in our system, the closest we have to a free market would be cosmetic surgery and LASIK surgery. And the reason it's somewhat free market is because people pay their own dollars instead of the insurance companies. And so they shop around for the best prices, and healthcare providers are required to offer it if they get any business. And over a 20-year period recently, what we saw was LASIK surgery prices. Well, first of all, starting with the old technology, and notice how much the technology improved with competition. The prices went down something like 70%, while general health care went up 125%. And last, the biggest problem is that our insurance isn't really insurance. If car insurance paid for gas, oil, car washes, first of all, you would have absolutely no reason to shop around for the best gas prices. In fact, you might even go to the most expensive station where they offer you free coffee, because what do you care? You've got your little $5 copay. Costs as much to go to the expensive one as the cheap one. Therefore, gas stations could pass along the higher prices to the car insurance companies, and in return, the car insurance companies would increase your premiums the following year. And you'd get this spiral going that we have in healthcare. There's absolutely nobody holding prices down. And it's a myth to say that insurance companies are trying to hold prices down, because, of course, they can't accept all claims. They've got to deny some. They don't have bottomless pockets. But it's in the insurance company's best interest to allow more claims this year than last year, so that they can make more profits and charge more premiums the following year. There's absolutely nobody holding down prices.
Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian Party candidate for president. You're talking, though, about elective procedures that typically people of some means are going to do. So much of the healthcare system, of course, is not elective. It's supplying life and death care for people who may well not be able to afford it, even under fully competitive free market kinds of prices that you say would be lower. So what would provide for those individuals needing care?
Well, first of all, I would suggest that if knee surgery or heart bypass, if those were under the free market, that those prices would have come down too. Just like we had 70% price decrease, I would suggest it's the poor people who are more hurt by the prices going up 125% because there's no accountability. But I'd like to point out that in Singapore, a doctor visit costs $10, which is less than our copay here because they've got competition. And last, what I would do personally, because we can't just get to the free market overnight because government has already inflated the cost so much. What I would do is have a system like the state of Indiana. I would actually put healthcare dollars into the hands of people with Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans, and then give them real insurance, put dollars in their pocket so they can go out and they can shop around for the best prices. And what they saw in Indiana, the number of people using generic drugs went from something like 10% up to 90%. And the best part is they were happy to do it because they got to keep the savings, and they should. We should reward people for going around. And, you know, that's what you do when you buy groceries. You buy a car, you buy a computer. You get to keep the savings.
Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian Party candidate for president. What criminal justice reforms are you advocating?
Oh, everywhere. First of all, we need to get rid of no-knock raids, qualified immunity, get rid of the racist and destructive war on drugs. And I want to see prisons taken out of the hands of outside companies, for-profit companies. That's one of the few functions that government should do, is running prisons. And we should not put it in the hands of people who make more money if we have more prisoners.
And that's not contradictory to the free market view of the Libertarian Party?
Libertarians, at least my platform and most libertarians, will tell you that the proper function of government is police, courts, and military. So this is absolutely what the government should be doing. And that's the ironic thing here, is government's not doing what they should be doing, which is housing prisoners And it, you know, instead, they're turning it into a for-profit system. And then they're doing things they shouldn't, such as we've got the federal government telling every locality in the country how they should run their schools and telling us what kind of retirement we should have. How about having government do what they should be doing?
And you advocate for legalizing all recreational drugs. Is that correct?
I would decriminalize all drugs at the federal level.
All right. And sex work also, is that something you would decriminalize, all sex work?
Yes. I mean, if you look at sex work, it's a combination of sex and the free market, capitalism, you know, which are you against? And I'd like to point out that that would be discriminatory against people who couldn't get dates because of any other means.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Joe Jorgensen, one of the third party presidential candidates, joining us in this series. Libertarian Party candidate for president, Joe Jorgensen, who is senior lecturer at Clemson University in South Carolina. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Do want to remind you, tomorrow at 11, it's Film Week, and we've got a particularly chock full of interesting film week, including Spike Lee's new musical documentary on David Byrne and his Broadway show. But that's just one of many really interesting films.